Mercenary Mary, with singing stars Eula Parker, Jeff Brook, and the Keynotes.
Mercenary Mary, that you gotta be mercenary too. So remember that you must always take it from them, or take it from me, they'll take it from you.
Everybody's so mercenary Mary, if you give them a pin, they'll want a pearl.
Business of life, be merry, mercenary Mary, just a gimme, 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 gimme girl.
The course of true love never did run smooth, sings the poet. And just as well, because if it did, where would poet or playwright get his inspiration? But, and this takes the soreness out of the rub, journeys end in lovers' meeting. As the curtain rises, Christopher Skinner, newlywed husband of Mary, is just about as woebegone as can be. And his friend Jerry Warner has troubles aplenty too. Here's Chris now.
Hello, Jerry.
Why, hello, Chris. What was the matter?
It's Mary.
Mary? Nothing's happened to her, surely?
Well, not yet, but it's going to. How would you like to get a telegram like that on your honeymoon? Read it.
Arrived this morning by the Queen Elizabeth. Just heard announcement your marriage. So long as Mary Hopper remains your wife, not one more penny of my money will you see. Signed, Grandpa. But what's your grandpa got against Mary?
Oh, years ago, he and Mary's grandpa had a terrific row. Grandpa went off to America, but he's never stopped hating Mary's family. So when I told him I'd married Mary...
Oh, it looks bad then.
Bad? It's terrible. The old boy cuts off my allowance, I'm ruined. All I've got is £2,000, and that's Mary's.
You've got £2,000? Then you can tell Grandpa to chase himself. I can tell you how to make it into a quarter of a million.
How?
By investing it in the Golden Gusher oil wells. You've read about the big discovery in Texas, haven't you?
Oh, no. Anything to do with oil upsets me.
This won't. Golden Gusher has big leases in the same area. And I put every penny I could scrape up into it. So, if you want to come in too...
Oh, I better ask Mary first.
You'll be too late. The promoter, Harry Webster's leaving town tonight. If you hurry, you might catch him at his hotel.
But he mightn't sell me any of
it. He will if you mention my name. I'd come down with you, but I'm waiting here for Duke.
Oh, still having trouble with Uncle?
Yes. Oh, it makes me mad having to meet her like this at the garden wall. But it won't be for much longer. Now that I've just about made my fortune, her beastly old uncle can't accuse me of wanting to marry her just for her money.
Oh, Joe, no. Well, I'll bang on and see this bird of yours. Harry Webster?
That's right.
Bung-ho, then. Joe, I feel better already. Give my love to June.
Oh, June of my delight. You were showing up, darling.
Sweetheart, I'm waiting here for you while you are waiting somewhere for me.
Waiting somewhere for me.
Trying vainly to see why they keep you from me, my own sweetheart.
This life's a funny problem, we don't understand it at all. We discover with a sigh, then reflect and wonder why. Love and romance fly over a garden wall.
Jerry?
Darling.
Oh, Jerry, put me down. Someone might see. If I hear you kissing me out here like this.
Like this? Well, as your old Uncle Henry has forbidden me to come to the house, where else am I to kiss you?
But I've got some wonderful news. He's relented. He said he'll agree to our engagement.
Good old Uncle Henry. I'll bet there's a catch in it.
Well, there are conditions.
I knew it. Such as...
But you're not to see me or any other girl for a month. Uncle Henry says you have a fickle nature.
Who? Me?
Well, you were engaged to Mary Hopper once.
Oh, but that was ages ago. And at any rate, she's married to Chris now. Oh, you needn't worry about her, darling. And as for the others, why, my past's like an open book. Even the Australian customs would pass.
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm not a jealous type either.
Some boys are jealous as can be, but there's no jealousy in me. It doesn't hurt if now and then I see you flirt with other men.
I must admit that I enjoy the charming manners they employ. But after all, it's only one.
I'm going to dance at your wedding. I'll be there. I'm going to dance at your wedding. So take care. I'm going to brush the other boys aside.
You'll be the first in line to kiss the bride.
I'm going to dance at your wedding, for I'm going to be the groom.
Oh, Jerry.
June, darling. What are Uncle's other conditions?
You have to prove to him that you can support me.
Is that all? Why, darling, I'm halfway to being a millionaire, an oil king. You know that house you like so much on the terrace? I'll have enough to buy it as well as the key.
Oh, Jerry, as rich as that?
Oh, you know that car you admired the other day?
The new ride?
Oh, much too common. I mean that Rolls. I'll buy you that.
Oh.
You'll have nylons for bed socks, darling. You won't have to pine for furs anymore. Or no more shampoos for you. You'll have the real thing.
But, Jerry, we must have enough left to furnish the house.
Oh, at present prices, a mere 10 or 20,000 will do for that. And I know a man in the trade.
But there'll be petrol for the car and...
I'll get a license permitting me to import it from my own wells.
Jerry, oh, you've taken my breath away. When I think of the money you've spent in the last 2 minutes...
Well, give it another thought. You can tell Uncle that the vans go up in a month's time from now.
Oh, darling, and you will remember the other conditions?
Every minute of every hour, I'll be thinking of you.
Promise.
Cross my heart.
When I see the golden sunshine kiss the rose, I'm thinking of you. When I see the water lilies in repose, I'll be thinking of you. When the robin singing in her nest tells the world that it is time to rest, that is when I want you near me to cheer me. So hear me, darling, do.
When I watch the lazy daisies nod their heads, I feel lonesome and blue. When I see the yellow tulips in their beds, I get jealous, it's true.
In the summer, winter, spring, or fall, any season of the year at all, every minute of the day when you're away, I just think of you.
When I see the golden sunshine kiss the rose, I am thinking of you. When I see the water lilies lying in repose, I'll be thinking of you. When the robin's singing in her nest tells the world that it is time to rest, just to cheer me, so hear me, darling, do.
When I watch the lazy daisies nod their heads, I feel lonesome and blue. When I see the yellow tulips in their beds, I get jealous, it's true.
In the summer, winter, spring, or fall,
any season of the year at all, every minute of the day, ooh, when you're away, I just think of you.
Only you.
Do you believe me now, darling?
Yes, Jerry. There's only one thing that worries me. Where's all this money coming from?
Oh, it's a secret at present, but you'll see. It'll come gushing into our pockets.
I do hope nothing goes wrong. Uncle Henry says there are too many cocksure young fellows about these days. Men like that Harry Webster.
Harry Webster? Did you say Harry Webster?
Yes, I hope you haven't had anything to do with him. He tried to sell Uncle Henry some wildcat stock.
Wildcat?
Yes, in some oil wells.
Not Golden Gusher.
That's the name. And Uncle Henry says the stock's not worth the paper it was printed on. Why? Whatever's the matter?
I just remembered. There's a man I've got to see at once before he leaves town. Chris!
Hello, partner. Everything's fixed.
But where is he? Where's Webster?
Dear old Harry, he's gone. Said he was in a terrible hurry. By Jove, I just caught him.
Gone?
Why, there's nothing wrong, is
there? Oh, Chris, old man. I've had a terrible shock. And now you're going to get one. The whole thing's a swindle.
What?
I've just found out. Oh, don't look at me like that. Every bob I had went in Golden Gusher. Whoosh. And now I'll lose June.
But what about me? That was all the money I had. And if Grandpa means what he says about Mary...
And what does Grandpa say about me?
Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Whatever's the matter with you both?
We're a pair of blooming idiots.
Don't say you've just found that out.
We've invested all our money in an oil swindle.
We have?
Yes. The £2,000. I wanted to give you a surprise.
You have, darling. You have. And Grandpa, is he a surprise, too?
Oh, he sent me this telegram when he landed. Read it.
Well, well, well. Well, my goodness. Now I know that everything I ever heard about him is perfectly true.
Well, don't worry. I won't let him come between us. I'll work my brains to the bone for you. I'll work with a shovel and pickle. I'll sell rifle tickets and art onions. I'll never give up if we both have to starve. My gosh, even on an empty stomach, I can say that I must love you. I do love you.
He does.
And I love you. But I don't fancy starving, and I don't fancy being poor. Can't you think of anything, Jerry?
Yes, Jerry, it's all your fault.
Mine? I like that. The only thing I can suggest is for you both to get divorced.
Divorced?
Only temporarily, of course, while Grandpa's here. There'll be substantial settlements, of course. And once you have those, why, you can remarry.
But you can't just go and ask for a divorce. You have to have grounds.
Jerry can supply those.
Hey.
Oh, no, you keep me out of it. I'm engaged to June.
Well, it'll all be make-believe, of course. And if you've lost your money, too, I can't see how you'll get married.
Oh, how much will you pay me?
£2,000.
All right. But don't forget that I'm in love with June.
And don't you forget that I'm in love with Mary.
Silly. As if I'd let him forget.
I'm in love with nobody but you. With everything you do, I never, never knew anybody who I could cuddle to till I fell in love with you.
I'm in love, you stole my heart away. So listen to my lay, for all I do is pray that on some sweet day I will hear you say, honey, I'm in love with you.
With you.
Just now there's no other topic I talk on.
Sweetheart, I worship the ground that you walk on.
I'm in love with nobody but you. With everything you do, I never, never knew anybody who I could cuddle to till I fell in love with you.
I'm in love with nobody but you. With everything you do, I never, never knew anybody who I could cotton to till I fell in love with you. Sweet day, I will hear you say, honey, I'm in love with you,
Just now there's no other topic I talk on.
Sweetheart, I worship the ground that you walk on.
I'm in love with nobody but you. With everything you do, I never, never knew anybody who I could cuddle to till I fell in love with you. Till I fell in love with you.
And so, with all their troubles still before them, the curtain falls on Act One of Mercenary Mary. Two weeks have passed. Grandpa has arrived, and a great deception is being performed for his benefit. But Grandpa is having such a good time at his hotel that he's been far too busy to notice the pretended rift in Chris's matrimonial lute. Here's Chris now, trying to talk business.
Yeah, Grandpa, it was awfully nice of you to come all the way from America to see us.
Crickety, my boy, I'm glad I came. Yeah, I like it real well around these here parts. Slap up hotels and girls. Don't remember when I seen such pretty girls. No, sir.
Yes, Grandpa, but don't you think it's time we had a talk about Mary?
Yeah, just look at that there bunch.
Well, Grandpa, you mustn't do that. They're not wild women around here.
Yeah, I'll soon change all that. Yeah, look at that one. Hey, ain't you going to introduce me? Go on, boy. But don't tell her I'm your grandpa.
No, not now, later. Grandpa, I want to talk about me.
Well, I swan. You let her go. Carnation, take it. You're not looking after me a bit. You're terrible disappointed me, Chris. Real dog in the feed box, that's what you're. Why, when I was your age... Lady Killer Skinner, that's what they called me.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah, but they was wrong. Never killed any, but doggone me, I bruised a few hearts. But dang, I still could. Well, still look good to me. Yeah, still look good to me. My vim and vigor are dimming, but I still admire the women. Well, still look good to me. Yeah, still look good to me. All I can do is to look at them, but they still look good to me. Hey, looky there, looky there. Hey, cutie, wait for me. Wait for me. Double ding this old leg of mine. Wait for me.
And I hope she pushes you over the cliff.
Oh, there he is, Mary. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Chrissy, darling. We've been looking everywhere for you, darling.
Everything's planned for tonight.
Oh, is it?
Oh, come on, cheer up, old man. It's all being done for your sake.
He's being a wonderful home wrecker, darling. Dances, dinners, we're being seen everywhere together. Flowers sent up to my room every day.
And everything's being charged to your own account, old man. So it's quite all right.
Oh, that's nice to know.
It's not being nearly as hard as I thought.
And what does June think of all this?
Well, June mustn't know. She must never find out.
Well, I don't like it. I'm dashed if I do. Let's give up this silly idea. Mary, we can be happy together, even if we're poor.
But why should we be when it's going to be so easy to be rich?
Easy? I think you're the most mercenary woman I ever met.
A girl has to be mercenary nowadays.
When I was just a little maid with my hair in a little braid, my ma, she said to me, pretty soon you'll be going out and so there won't be any doubt. Listen carefully. All the men are so mercenary, Mary,
Mary, Mary,
that you've got to be mercenary too,
whatever you do.
So remember that you must always take it from them,
or take it from me, they'll take it from you.
Everybody's so mercenary, Mary, if you give them a pin, they'll want a pearl.
In the business of life, be very mercenary, Mary.
Just a gimme, 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 gimme girl.
That night, Jerry arranged a dinner for two in his rooms. A dinner, tete-a-tete with Mary, that's to be interrupted by Chris and Grandpa, who will thus be finally convinced that everything is over between Chris and Mary. Jerry is inspecting the dinner table when he opens the door, expecting to see Mary, but instead it's
June!
Oh, Jerry, I know I shouldn't come here to your room, but I had to see you. Uncle's gone out, and I just couldn't wait until the month's over. Can't we go out somewhere tonight?
Oh, you poor little darling, I've missed you too. And there's nothing I'd like better, but I've a most important business engagement tonight. A man's coming to dinner.
Oh? Are you having dinner in here?
Yes. You better go, darling. He's due now and he mustn't see you here.
How nicely you've set the table. What gorgeous flowers. I didn't know men had flowers. And champagne. Sweet champagne.
Oh, they don't. The flowers were sent up by mistake.
Oh, perhaps this is your man now. I'd love to have a peep at him.
Oh, no, no. He mustn't see you. He knows your Uncle Henry.
Oh, dear. Oh, where can I hide?
You can't hide anywhere. You'll have to go out the back way. Oh, quickly, darling. I'll telephone you in the morning and explain everything.
You're sure that all your important business won't make you forget?
I won't forget. Whatever happens, darling, remember this.
I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. It's true. Things that I never do for myself, I do for you. I do. Although my banker calls it treason, I send you orchids every season. And though my landlord throws six fits, we have a table at the Ritz, which proves that I'm a little bit sweeter to you than to myself. I am just a little bit nicer to you than to myself. I am. I gave you every single share I owned in diamond mines, and only saved myself enough to smoke woodbines. For I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. I am.
I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. It's true. Things that I never do for myself, I do for you, I do. Although my mother tells me not to, when you say kiss me, dear, I've got to. It takes the powder off my nose and leaves my lips less like the rose, which proves that I'm a little bit sweeter to you than to myself. I am just a little bit nicer to you than to myself. I am. You take me home at dawn, and then before I steal upstairs, I first remove my shoes and then I say my prayers.
For I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. I am.
Oh, quick, June. Out this way.
All right, Jerry. All right. You have come to see me.
Oh, hello, Mary. Sorry to keep you waiting, but June was here.
June?
Yes, I had an awful job getting her away. Phew. I think I'm the one who'll get into trouble before the night's over.
Dear cheerful Jerry, are you insulting or flattering me?
I wasn't thinking of you at all.
So I notice. Dear Mary, take your cloak off, dear. Do come in and sit down. Let me pour you a drink.
I'm sorry.
That's better. Well, now, hadn't we better set the scene a little for Chris and his old grandpa?
Oh, yes, I suppose we ought to be sitting at the table drinking champagne.
That sounds like Chris's idea of a really scandalous situation, but it's not mine. Don't you realize that a fortune depends on our giving Grandpa the shock of his life?
Yes, I know. But when I think of June, I feel such a cad.
You needn't. I can assure her that my great-grandfather couldn't have been more distant or respectful. And he's dead.
I'll answer it. Pour yourself a drink.
Champagne? Ah, my favorite fruit.
Mary, the most marvelous news. It was... Oh, heavens above, you can't be found here now.
But what was it?
Well, I can't tell you now. Quick, hide up on the roof. And whatever happens, don't you show your nose in here. All right, I'm coming. June, whatever brought you back?
Darling, did I interrupt your conference? I think I left my gloves here.
No, he hasn't come yet.
Oh, I see. Ooh, what a lovely cloak.
Oh, my gosh. yes,
A lovely smell of perfume.
Oh, the flowers, they're strong, aren't they? Oh, June, darling, I've got the most wonderful news in the world, but... Oh, Lord, they've come.
Is this your conference at last?
Open this door, I'll break it open.
Wait. Kick it open. I'll show you.
Wretched woman, I find you here with... I say, it's June, but where's Mary?
Yes, where is she? Where is she? Now, look here, Chris. What's all this double-ding craziness? You drag me away from a good party just when I'm getting all whooped up to... Well, now you're a pretty girl.
And you're a naughty old man breaking Jerry's door down.
Yes, when I had a surprise party arranged for you.
A surprise party?
Yes, for Chris's grandpa to meet Mary and to hear our news.
But where is Mary?
She'll be down in a minute. She's up on the roof.
The roof? Whatever's she doing up there?
Looking at the moon.
Dipping in the moonlight when the moonbeams kiss the billows. Dipping in the moonlight when the stars shine from above. When the weary world is fast asleep upon its pillows. Dipping in the moonlight for the only one you love. There may be petting party, public park, paraders. I'll tell you where you should go. Beside the tide, beneath the mellow moon. That's where a girl and fella ought to spoon.
Every little boy or girl is bound to know a few.
They can have them all, but as for me, I'll take my chances. Dipping in the moonlight with somebody just like you.
With somebody just like you.
You've
Another pretty girl. Someone introduce me.
I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. It's true. Things that I'd never do for myself, I do for you. My gray locks I'd have sheared off, and I'd even shave my beard off. And if I were really sure, for you I'd have a manicure, which proves that I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. I am just a little bit sweeter to you than to myself. I am. I know I'm old and gray and have passed my term, but you should always trade with an old established firm, because I'm a little bit fonder of you than of myself. I am.
Grandpa, I brought you here, sir, to introduce you to your granddaughter-in-law, to celebrate June's engagement to me, and to hear some wonderful news.
Oh, Jerry.
What news?
Harry Webster's just telephoned me. He's just flown back from Texas.
Texas, with news of oil gusher?
I'll say it's news. They've struck oil. We're rich.
Golden Gusher? Have you got shares in Golden Gusher?
I've got 2,000.
I have, you mean. Are you going to like me now, Grandpa?
Like you? Gal, I love you.
And you don't want Chris to divorce me?
What? Divorce 2,000 Golden Gushers? Why, the boy would be plumb crazy if he did. But if he did...
Yes?
Why, that busted, I'd marry him myself.
Always take it from them, or take it from me, they'll take it from you.
Everybody's so mercenary, Mary, if you give them a pin, they'll want a pearl.
In the business of life, be very mercenary, Mary, just a gimme, 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 girl.
In Mercenary Mary, you heard John Morgan, Robert Peach, Margaret Mushmore, and Patricia Kennedy. Your singing stars were Eula Parker, Jeff Brook, and the Keynotes. Grandpa Skinner was sung and spoken by Frank Rich. Orchestra and chorus conducted by William Flynn. Your narrator was Morris Callard. Mercenary Mary was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.